Blackstone Audio presents The Locked Room by Mai Cheval and Per Waller, translated from the Swedish by Paul Britton Austin. Introduction. What I don't like about writing an introduction is that you can't give anything away. You can only tease. You can say to the reader that you are in for a great ride, a great set of characters, and a great story, but you can't really make your case. You don't want to ruin it for the reader, so you can't exactly say why. So an introduction is sort of a trust-me proposition. I am here to tell you that if you are about to hop aboard and ride this story, then you are in for a great ride. Trust me. I first took this ride about 30 years ago. A child of the movies and television, I have come to most of the masters of crime fiction through the visual medium. I read Raymond Chandler, Ross MacDonald, and Joseph Wamba after seeing their work on the screen first. In each case, I found the written stories that spawned the screen stories to be much deeper, more detailed, and more gripping, as they took the reader to the place no movie or television show can go, inside a character's thoughts. So too was the case with the work of Mai Cheval and Per Waller. The movie came first. My father and I both loved cop flicks. We went together often. One night in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we went to see The Laughing Policeman with Walter Matthau and Bruce Dern. I didn't know it was based on a book until I saw the credits. I liked the movie, with the deeply brooding Detective Martin, played by Matthau, and the more reactive, loose-cannon Detective Larson, played by Dern. Not long after, I bought the book and quickly learned that the original story was not set in San Francisco, California, but in Stockholm, Sweden, and that the film's detective, Jake Martin, was actually Detective Martin Beck in the book. No matter, I had invested. I read the book, and there begun one of the best lessons a writer-in-waiting could ever have. In the next several years, I moved from book to book in the Martin Beck series. I found it to be one of the most authentic, gripping, and profound collection of police procedurals ever accomplished. Cheval and Waller set out to write a 10-book, 10-year glimpse of Swedish society, using the detective novel as the magnifying glass through which they would conduct their examination. They achieved their goal with great mastery. As a young reader with the intention/hope of writing crime novels someday, there were no better teachers when it came to showing how the detective story could rise above mere entertainment to the point of holding a mirror up to ourselves and the societies we build. Their work constantly reminds me of something the great writer Richard Price once said when questioned about his repeated forays into the realms of crime and detection. He said that he liked writing about detectives because when you circle around a murder long enough, you get to know a city. Long before he said that, Mai Cheval and Per Waller knew it and practiced it. The Martin Beck books tell us so much more than just how a crime is solved. Beautifully structured, text.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?